From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis chastised Russia on Tuesday for dangerous and reckless behavior, saying it was pretty obvious that Russia was behind the use of a military-grade nerve agent against a former Russian spy and his daughter in Britain. He was asked by reporters at the Pentagon to describe the incident that has since touched off a diplomatic backlash against Russia, attempted murder of a man and his daughter. How's that for starters? The White House said as of Tuesday, more than two dozen countries had expelled 150 Russian intelligence officers, quote, hiding under diplomatic cover, and the U.S. hoped more nations would follow Washington's lead. NATO has announced it's expelling seven diplomats and denying accreditation to three others as part of what it called the broad, strong, and coordinated international response to the nerve agent attack. This is NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
I have today withdrawn the accreditation of seven staff at the Russian mission to NATO. I will also deny the pending accreditation request for three others. And the North Atlantic Council has reduced the maximum size of the Russian mission to NATO by 10 people, in line with my decision.
The families of those who died at a massive shopping mall fire Sunday in the Siberian city of Kemerovo are criticizing President Vladimir Putin for failing to meet with them when he visited the scene of the fire. 64 people died in that fire, 41 of them children. This is VOA News. Egypt's president.